This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk.
Well, Ben, I'm feeling a little bit ticklish this morning. I'm just tickling the top 2K. Welcome to Triple Captain.
Wow, it's hot. 2K, that is phenomenal.
Tickling it. Yeah, it's again, like, what's happened this season? Welcome to Triple Captain. We're an FPL podcast. I'm Luke Jurdy. I'm one of the hosts, and we are at FPL Triple Cap on Twitter. Ben is with me, producer Ben. How you doing, mate?
I'm not even going to give today, aren't we?
I didn't even.
Not here,
that's it. I almost didn't even give you a chance to answer there. I'm so excited. yes, we're double captain today because, well, we don't know where Rich is.
No.
Did he go to a gig last night or something?
Yeah, we do know from Twitter that he went to see a band called Wet Leg last night. This is how I know I'm getting old, Luke. Like, I look at that band name, I'm like, I've heard them on Radio 1, I think.
Wet Leg?
I'm that age now, I'm like, Wet Leg? Why did you use that as a name?
Was he got to the stage where it's like, there's been so many bands? Or has everyone ever thought this? I suppose they haven't, because there wasn't like bands, was there, like back in the 40s? Has it got to that stage where there's been so many bands that they've run out of names? So they're just like, Wet Leg? Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, I'll do. Yeah. But he went to see them last night, and he does like a few beers when he goes to his gigs, does Rich. So maybe he's still asleep.
Okay.
Dreaming of FPL.
Could be. Mm. So, I mean, I feel like this season, there's been so many times where I'm doing okay, but I'm on like a bit of a red arrow. And then there's one player just comes and rescues me. I remember earlier in the season when I had Conor Gallagher and he was, yes, it was a bit of a differential that week, and he scored two goals. I think it was against Everton, and it just pulled me from a red right up to a green. And I've had it a few times. And then this week it's happened again, although it could end up as a red because I don't have Mason Mount or Reece James, so they could punish me tomorrow night against Man United. We're recording this Wednesday, so we're recording this pre the Chelsea United game. But yeah, Robertson this week. I wasn't watching it because we were having a roast dinner with the family, and I switched it on at about 65 minutes, and it was 1-0. So I clicked on recap on Sky Sports. When I saw Andrew Robertson goal, I was like, this season, mate. Robbo scored. I was like, I think it was his first or second goal of the season. It was just,
He's in the right place. His head was in the right place at the right time. It's a good finish. You know, my favourite part of that game was when they said to Gallagher, so who's your man of the match? And he didn't even skip a beat. He just went, Origi, straight away. And he goes, do you not think you're doing Andy Robertson a bit of a disservice there? You know, he's played the full 90 minutes. He got his goal. He was like, no, Origi's got to be Origi. I mean, it was inevitable, wasn't it? Of course he was going to come on against Everton and score.
Yeah.
That'd be the end of Origi's appearances for Liverpool now, I think, before he goes over to Milan.
But what happened with Origi? Did he come on because someone was injured? Did he come on quite early?
No, they came on about 60 minutes.
Oh,
okay. He brought on Origi, and he brought on, who else did he bring on at the same time? Hendo. And I mean, to be fair, they give credit to Origi because he got his goal and he's a legend at Liverpool.
Yeah.
But Hendo really made a difference. You know, he's still got it. Hendo.
Yeah.
The pass, he just came on. He just finds the passes. He just dinked it over the top. Like, you know, what a player. But that's what they've got, Liverpool. They've got their starting 11, and they've got these amazing players off the bench. Like Luis Diaz came on as well. Did he make three subs then? I watched the game and I can't remember. I was just so excited, just yelling at the TV, being I'm a Villa fan but living in Liverpool. And obviously Alfie, Gem's 14-year-old, is a Liverpool fan. But yeah, I mean, they're just great. Really, just they always... Everton put up a fight though, to be fair. You know, they did really put up a fight, and I think they just got knackered out by the end of it.
Yeah,
they've got the same subs to bring on.
I mean, I know how the Liverpool fans must feel when they're watching their team, because I had it with United when they were in their heyday and under Fergie. It was just a joy to watch week in, week out. Towards the end, the football perhaps wasn't as good, but he'd still just grind out these results. But I mean, during that heyday of 99 and and I sound like one of those United fans harking on about the past, but I know how the Liverpool fans are feeling, and enjoy it, because football does go in cycles, particularly when there's money involved. And I think it will all, you know, Klopp's not going to be there forever. Salah's not going to be there forever. It will all change eventually. So just enjoy it, because a phenomenal team, I have to say. And they're likeable. This is what I keep saying as a United fan. Yeah, there's a huge rivalry with Liverpool, but it's got to that point where they're so good and they beat us so comprehensively anyway. They're just a much more likeable team than Man City. Much more likeable team. They've done it with less money. They've got a really likeable manager. Pep's likeable as well, but I prefer Klopp. And he's turned players like Andy Robertson into world class defenders, world class fullbacks, and they're a joy to watch. You can't deny that. And you know when United are so terrible, you've got to enjoy the football, because that's why we watch the game, isn't it? We love football, and that's why we love FPL. So, you know, yeah. And it takes the edge off when you've got Andy Robertson in your team and he scores a goal, and he's been absolutely phenomenal. Like his returns, right? He has the only time since game week 26 that he hasn't returned is against Man City in game week 32. Prior to that, in fact, Andy Robertson has returned every game week since game week 22. Ooh. Apart from two games. The game against Norwich, he didn't play. So every game, apart from the City match since game week 22, he's returned. That is phenomenal. That's a better record than anyone in the game.
Yeah. I mean, Trent's looking expensive at the moment, isn't he, FPL-wise? I mean, can I also give an honourable mention here to a player that you scoffed at when I brought him into my team weeks ago? He's a staple of that Liverpool defence now. Joel Matip, who's returning. And look, he's not getting the attacking returns, but every week he's bringing home the points. 8 points from Joel Matip. I got 5.1 million if you want to buy him now. I bought him at about 4.8, I think. But 8 points the week before, 6 points against Man United. Yeah, he only got one against Man City. But then before that, 7 points against Watford, 7 points against Arsenal, 12 points against Brighton, where he did get an assist in that game, 12 points against Leeds, where he got a goal in that game. Joel Matip, like, literally saving 2 million quid. And he's just bringing him in, bringing him in, yeah. Bringing him in.
No, I have to say, you're absolutely right. That was a brilliant shout. And it was only a few weeks later, probably a bit longer, actually, where I was like, oh, no, that was a really good move. And particularly if you're saving money, because then it can upgrade elsewhere. I've stuck with Robertson and Trent. But, yeah, great shout. Can't argue with that. So going into the Chelsea United game tomorrow, how many points are you on? How's your overall rank looking? And what are you hoping for the last four game weeks of the season?
I'm on 45 points. The average is 40, but I've got no Man United players and I've got no Chelsea players. To be honest, I've come to a bit of a... I've gone down a bit of a cul-de-sac with my team. And I've got two free transfers this week, so I can make some bigger changes. At the same, I've also got a free hit in the back pocket as well, which I'm going to save for game week 36. But then there's a few doubles coming up, aren't there? Like, it's not just game week 36 which is doubling. We've got some doubles next week too, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm
a bit all over the shop.
I don't think the Man City double has been announced yet, so it's going to depend on that for me when I do the free hit, I think. Particularly because I think in 37... there's teams. Yeah,
sorry, you're right. 35 is a normal standard single game week for everybody. It's 37 that there's the doubles, isn't it? 36, lots of doubles. 37, a few doubles.
Yeah, so Ben Krellin saying, I'm unsure about whether Man City will double in game week 36 or 37. I've never been more than 70% sure on when it'll be. If your game week 35 transfers depend on when Man City will double, then wait for an announcement. And if no announcement is made by Friday evening, then game week 37 will be much more likely. Okay, so that's good advice from Ben Krellin, as always, at Ben Krellin on Twitter. There's also a good point made in terms of when to play that free hit, because I've got a free hit left as well. And Big Man Bakar, who is another brilliant FPL Twitter person. He said, anyone who has a free hit should use it. Ah, here we go. Anyone who has a free hit should use it in game week 37, regardless of where City double. Both Everton and Aston Villa have favourable doubles in 37. So if you go heavy on them without a free hit in 37, your team would suffer as a result in 38, because Everton face Arsenal away and Villa play Man City away in 38. Yeah. So maybe we should be looking at a game week 37 free hit, regardless of where Man City double. So that's, I mean, that's really interesting, isn't it? Because I guess if Everton and Villa have, if Everton are still scrapping for their lives and they've got favourable double in 37, I mean, what is their double in 37? If we, I think it's already been announced that
37 Villa have got Crystal Palace and Burnley at home. Burnley have got Tottenham and Villa away. No, Villa have got Crystal Palace and Burnley.
Sorry, Villa have got Crystal Palace and Burnley. Yeah, nice fixtures for them. And Everton have got Brentford and Crystal Palace, both at Goodison Park.
Yeah, both at home.
And Brentford and Crystal Palace could be on the beach by then.
Can I just throw in something here?
Yeah, go
because,
on.
Yes, I know that I'm incredibly biased. I'm coming at this from a Villa fan's perspective, where we've just lost a lot of games and drawn one, but we're on the up. But this is what we love about football, isn't it? The stories. Can you not see this narrative unfolding? Man City and Liverpool keep winning. They're going head to head. There's that one point that divides them. And it's the last day of the season. Liverpool will have Wolves at home. And Man City have got Villa at home. Right? Steven Gerrard's Aston Villa go to the Etihad. And they beat Man City. Liverpool beat Wolves at home. And on the very last day of the season, Liverpool pip Man City by 2 points. Can you not see that happening?
Of course I could see it happening. I don't think it will. But you're right. I think if there's any team that won't be on the beach, it's Villa. I don't think Gerrard will allow performances to drop because, you know, you're in a safe position. I think he'll want to go out of this season. A good first season in charge of the club. I think he'll want to go out on a high. When did he come in, Gerrard? Did he come in during this season?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he hasn't even had a full season yet. So he's going to want to end that first season on a high. And absolutely, I mean, if it's in his hands, he's going to have those Villa players so up for that game. But I still can't see City losing for the rest of the season. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be it'll be a tricky fixture, especially with Coutinho for Villa as well, with his ties to Liverpool. And I mean, it's made for them, really, isn't it? But yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's talk FPL for the next few game weeks. So what I did this week, I took a -4. I was really set on ignoring Havertz, and I wanted to get Foden in, but then I quickly realised after recording the pod, I was like, Foden's actually a rotation risk this week, because he's played a lot, and then he was rotated for the Watford game. I was 0.1 million off Sterling. I really wanted Sterling as a differential, but luckily I didn't put him in, because he only got 2 points in a 5-1 win, which is it's what happens with City when you roll the dice, and those points are, it could be Jesus 1 week, it could be Foden, I mean, another week. I mean, incredible score.
Shout out to Tom, by the way, who brought in Jesus last week after I wasn't on the pod last week. He was a double captain again. But you were talking about Man City attackers, and he went for the budget option of Jesus. He got 4 goals.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible.
And he scored in the Champions League last night.
Yeah, fantastic from him. But yeah, Chelsea were a bit of a letdown, really, weren't they, in the end? I mean, apart from Alonso, who people brought in, obviously Reece James didn't play. I kept Rudiger in my team because I'd already taken the -4. I brought in Werner for Ronaldo, and I brought in Havertz for Kulusevski. I kind of made the wrong decision. I kept Martinelli, who obviously only came off the bench for a one-pointer. But Bukayo Saka, I mean, just anyone that got rid of him is foolish, because he's absolutely smashing it, and smashed it again against United. 13 points for him. So I mean, obviously, as a United fan, I'm not hoping for loads of points from Werner, but, you know, it's inevitable that Chelsea are going to beat Manchester United tomorrow night. So when they score, I hope it's Timo Werner, because he's my captain this week. And I hope that Mount stays quiet, and I hope that Reece James stays quiet as well. So it could be big. I mean, if Werner, he's a real differential captain. So if he does score, I'm in the money, really. But Yeah, so I'm on 59 minus 4 at the moment, 55. With Robertson was the main man for me. And of course, Saka, Dubravka clean sheet was nice as well. And Weghorst, still in my team, got an assist for Burnley, which was nice. So yeah, so I'm up to 2,066th. So just tickling that top 2K. And if we look on the Triple Captain Fantasy League, Mini League, I'm top. Triple Captain Extra Mini League, I'm top.
get that in there.
Pretty proud of myself at the moment, but it could all change. So just looking ahead, yeah. So game week 35 is a fairly regular game week, isn't it? I mean, what are your thoughts? Just scouring over it for now.
I mean, there's some obvious fixtures. I mean, Villa with Norwich at home, Dean Smith coming back to Villa Park. I think that Stevie G's going to want to make a point there, isn't he? I can see that, you know, Norwich aren't on a particularly good run of form. The obvious other fixtures, I think Chelsea, I'm looking at Chelsea players at the moment because it's not just Everton they've got in game week 35. They've then got the double of Wolves and Leeds. Then they've got Leicester and Watford. What a lovely run to the end of the season that Chelsea have got, especially for those defenders. I think the other fixtures to look at, I think Liverpool, Newcastle. I think Liverpool are going to continue to keep going. How nice does it feel to just be thinking about one fixture per team and just looking at the fixtures and going, oh yeah, okay, I can do that. That's quite nice. But I think Watford are obviously. I think that would be the tastiest game of the weekend. Actually, Watford Burnley. Bearing in mind it's a bit of a relegation scrap down there. What are you looking at? Like, who are you excited about this week? It's hard not to look ahead to 36 and 37, isn't it?
You
kind of look at 35 and you just want to skip to 36, 37.
Yeah, I mean, I think if your team's looking good and you've got either Son or Kane, then I'd think about rolling the transfer. But I think we've got to target the Spurs boys this week for that Leicester fixture because it comes straight after Leicester play their Europa League match. Which obviously they're going to play their first team for. It's huge, huge match for Leicester on Thursday night against Jose Mourinho's Roma in the semi-finals of the Europa Conference League. So that's at 8 o'clock Thursday night. And then they play Spurs I'm not sure what time that fixture is, but they then play Spurs. I'm presuming it's on the Sunday. Yes, at 2. So 8 o'clock Thursday night, they play the biggest match of their careers, really, in the Europa Conference League against Roma. They've then got Friday and Saturday to rest, so 2 days, really, rest. Then they've got to play at 2 o'clock on Sunday. They've then got to play the second leg of that Roma match the week after, which I'd imagine will be the... Is it Thursday the 5th? Yeah, they then got to travel to Italy for that second leg on Thursday the 5th. So after they play Spurs, they've got Monday, Tuesday, then they're going to travel to Italy on the Wednesday, They've got to play Roma in Italy on the Thursday. So
I've got Barnes and Madison.
Yeah, there's going to be heavy rotation in that match. And Leicester have nothing to play for in the league. Spurs are at home. Spurs need to win. They want top four. If ever there's a fixture that we've got to target Spurs, it's this one, I think, because Leicester are going to be heavily, heavily rotated. There's no way Rodgers is going to play. I mean, there might be the odd one or two to keep the match fitness, but there's no way that he's going to play the first team because why should he? It's huge, that Conference League for Leicester. Isn't it? European football. If they get into a European final, that's incredible for their team. So we've got to target Spurs this week. And that's the advice, really, this week. I think just if you haven't got Son or Kane, get one of them in. For me, I think it's probably going to be Son. I've had Kane for quite a while, but then took him out for Ronaldo, then took Ronaldo out for Werner. So I think the move for me is I'll probably get rid of Havertz, to be honest. And bring Son in because I think there's going to be heavy rotation in Chelsea's team as well just because of the FA Cup final coming up. Tuchel's, I think they've, after that victory against West Ham, they've pretty much secured top four, haven't they? And probably secured third. And Tuchel said he wants to give minutes to as many players as possible. I think Havertz was just one for the double for me. I'll probably just hold Werner now to the end of the season and just accept a little bit of rotation there. But I can move Havertz to Son. I'll probably have to move Broja down to a cheaper forward. He's not doing anything, Broja. He hasn't done anything for a long, long time. He hasn't actually returned since game week 24. He can just go down to somebody to sit on the bench for me, which would be easy. So I think that's probably what I'm going to do. I've got Eric Dier as well from Spurs, which, you know, not great. And I'm never sure they're going to keep a clean sheet, but that's two Spurs options. So I'm happy with that. And then I'll captain Son against that Leicester team. So that's my plans really for this week. It'll be another minus four, but I think it will be worth it for that Leicester fixture, where there's going to be heavy rotation. I think really you've got to, when there's so few game weeks left, you've got to chase those hauls week by week. Who's got the most upside? Who's got the most chance of getting huge points? Get them in and then worry about the next game week after that, especially when you've got a free hit left as well. And because game week 36, there's so many teams that double already, you've probably got a lot of players in your team that have a double in 36. Like, for instance, with mine, who doubles? We've got Liverpool double. So I've got three Liverpool. Chelsea double. I mean, there'll be heavy rotation in the Chelsea team because of the FA Cup final. But I've got players there. I'll have Son. I've got Saka. I've got Martinelli. I've got Ramsdale because Arsenal double as well. So there's loads of players that I've already got. And then I'll probably get, you know, add a Villa player in there. Like Coutinho for game week 36. That's just having a very brief look at it. And, you know, we've got to wait on the City news. Obviously, if City double in 36, that will definitely change the transfers. But most of us are already very well set up for 36. So we just need to think about game week 35 for now. It's got to be those Spurs guys for me.
How do you feel then, what you're saying about chasing the upside every week in, week out till the end now? How do you feel about taking hits?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think it's fine. Yeah. I think particularly if you're taking a hit for a captain.
Okay.
You're taking a hit for a captain, I don't see the problem with that at all. And I think the thing is, like, City have got a lot of upside, but the good thing about City is there's not many people own them. So apart from Cancelo, you're not really going to get hurt if one of them explodes. Even De Bruyne is still so low owned. But if I was chasing and trying to get a better rank, I'd absolutely be prioritising someone like De Bruyne as a differential over even Salah. And you just roll the dice. It's like, well, what have you got to lose? Get De Bruyne in. He's a captain option every week. You know, it's obviously you don't want to get rid of Salah, but Salah's not going to gain you any ground now. Salah is purely a defensive pick.
So
you
58.7% selected, Mo Salah.
Absolutely huge. And, you know, people it's huge captaincy option every week. But if you're now having fun for the last four game weeks and you're chasing, you've got to roll that dice a couple of times. And maybe go for Son, De Bruyne and maybe even look at Mane as an alternative to Salah. Mane's playing really, really well. You know, it's a gamble. It's a gamble. But if you're chasing, then why not? Luckily, I'm in a position where I'm not chasing, and I need to maintain position. But they're the teams I'd be looking at. City and obviously Spurs this week. Once City get that double, hopefully that City's double falls in 37, so then we can just play that free hit in 37. Get an Everton, get some Villa players, three City. And then you're laughing for 37, aren't you? And you're well set up for 38.
Great. Okay, I've got some thinking to do. I'm tempted to bring in just loads of Villa players because, you know, I'm biased. I do think we are going to have a good run between now and the end of the season. I mean, my final question for you, Luke, is... Yeah. looking at the table now, who should we just not worry about at all? Like, it is a thing, isn't it? When you've got nothing to play for, you know, four games left for a lot of teams. Like, the Southamptons, the Crystal Palaces, the Villas. I mean, to be fair, Villa have got 37 points and Everton have got 29 and there's still four games to play. Although Villa have got some doubles. So, you know, I think I'm sure we'll be okay. We're just a bit close to that relegation zone in 15th at the moment. But the Brightons, as we've already talked about, Leicester and their European commitments, Newcastle's. I mean, Wolves are on 49 points in 8th place. I mean, who's pushing now? Obviously, Man City, Liverpool and Chelsea are pretty much confirmed, aren't they, for the top three slots. And you've got Tottenham, Man United. Tottenham on 58 points, 33 games played. Man United on 54 points, 34 games played. 34 games played for West Ham in 7th on 52. Wolves have got 33-49. So, I mean, do you want to look at Arsenal, Tottenham, Man United, West Ham? Are they all going to be going for it? Do we just kind of cut it off at 8th place? And on the other side of it, is it worth? Are Everton going to battle for it? Are Watford out of it now? I mean, Watford are on 22 points. You know, it's looking, I suppose the battle is Everton, Burnley, and Leeds are still in there, to be fair, on 34 points. Do we want to just basically, long story short, do we want to just take out the middle of the table and just go, don't worry about any of those assets? They're just going to be ticking along until the end. Do we want to just look at the top and the bottom?
Essentially, yes. But I think there's selected teams in those, in the top and the bottom. Like, you avoid United like the plague now because they're just...
Really? Still?
Oh, God, absolutely. I mean...
Even with, you know, new manager coming in...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It didn't make any difference. I mean, look, they should have won that game against Arsenal, particularly with that Bruno Fernandes penalty. They looked better going forward. But then once that third goal went in, the heads dropped. They're in absolutely dire, dire straits at United. I mean, well done to those who kept Ronaldo, because he scored. I mean, he's got more points than Werner at the moment, who I brought in for him. And he may well score against Chelsea as well. But I think it's time to jump ship. I mean, they blank in 37, United. They've only got four games left of the season. And they're just not interested. It's got to that point now where it would be better for United to finish eighth, so they don't have any European commitments next season, because top four's gone. They don't want Europa League.
It could happen.
And really, they'd be better off. That's how awful the season has got. That they'd be better off losing matches from now on, so that they haven't. So if they don't have any European commitments next season, then that's good for Ten Hag. He can just focus on the Premier League. He can focus on the FA Cup and the League Cup. And it's been proven that teams tend to do better. Look at Arsenal this season. They've had no European commitments. They've done better. So I think, yeah, it's got to that stage with United.
I think that'll happen.
You avoid them. You certainly don't bring them in. And I think really you look at getting rid of Ronaldo after this week anyway. To free up funds, or you move him to Kane for that Leicester fixture. So yeah, you avoid United. I think absolutely, as I've said, Spurs, Arsenal still got stuff to play for. Saka is still a great option, although he may have a slight injury, so we need to wait for press conferences on that. I think a lot of people have already got Arsenal, so you probably hold them. Obviously, you keep your Liverpool. You bring in City if you can, and yeah, down the bottom of the table. I mean, I certainly wouldn't look at bringing in any Burnley assets, but Weghorst for me may be worth just holding now, because Burnley look good again, and he's trickling in little points here and there. They're scrapping for their lives. They've got a double in 37. I might as well just hold Weghorst now. I've also got Gordon for Everton, so I might as well hold him as well, because they've got that favourable double.
He's a bit prone to falling over, Gordon, but he looked great for Everton.
Like, he's a great player.
He's the driving force for them at the moment. Like, he's the one who brings the spark to the whole rest of the team. Yeah. Really great player.
Yeah.
Really like him.
Definitely. And I think, yeah, you target those teams down the bottom that have the doubles. I mean, Everton have got a double in 36 and a double in 37.
Yeah.
So you hold those assets. I mean, Leicester away, not great in 36, but then Watford away in 36, the second game, that's huge for them. So I think, yeah, the teams, City, Liverpool, I'd probably have, I'd, I'd probably avoid Chelsea now because there's going to be lots of rotation. So I probably wouldn't target bringing them in. Also, they didn't look great against West Ham. It'd be interesting to see how they play against United tomorrow and if there's any rotation there. Rudiger's gone, isn't he? He's going to Real Madrid, I think. So it's starting to look a little bit like the sanctions and things are affecting them now. I think Rudiger may well have stayed if all that hadn't gone on. So I'd probably avoid Chelsea for now. Spurs, Arsenal, definitely. West Ham avoid because they've got the European commitments. Middle of the table avoid. And then, Everton and Villa.
Okay. Good. That was quite thorough today.
Yeah. Excellent. Without looking at any stats, really. That's just kind of thoughts on the off the top of my head. And knowing me, I'll then go back and change everything that I'm doing. But I don't think I will. That's kind of it. And I think, you captain Son or Kane this week for that Leicester fixture.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on Kane. Yeah, like it. Great.
Good stuff.
Yeah. We are triple captain.
We are.
FBL triple cap.
And no sign of Rich Wolfenden.
No.
Thank you, everyone, and good luck for single game week 35.